Welcome to the infamous podcast, Bitch, I'm Not Well. I'm Kelly.
And I'm Brandy.
And we're invested on taking you down to Crazy Town, where we talk about crazy bitches who are truly unwell. So we're going to talk about, Nelson.
That's a real fancy first name for a real plain last name.
Oh, Mama Nelson.
Oh, Mama Nelson.
The woman like a turkey neck.
Oh, God. She's not eating people again, is she?
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Between you, telling me poisoning things and cannibalism.
Yeah.
If I ever make you mad, I have a feeling you're going to poison me and eat me.
I won't poison you if I'm going to eat you, because then I would die.
Oh, true. I have a feeling you're going to poison me, then feed me to other people you don't like.
I might.
Don't piss me off, bitch.
That's the key right there. Oh, I was watching How to Get Away with Murder the other day, and Jeremy he sat down on the couch. Flip-flop, you know him as lovingly.
Yes.
He sat down on the couch. He said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "Learning." "What are you watching?" And I said, "How to Get Away with Murder." And he was like, "Oh my God."
Was he like, "All right, look, I'm out. Bye. Love you, baby. You're the best."
Oh, he got on his computer and he started researching, you know. He's a researcher.
On how to get away with murder?
No, unfortunately, he's not in this with me. He doesn't like murder.
Chris doesn't either.
I know. I think it's mostly a girl thing or a woman thing or... I don't know.
But we do love our guys that follow us, too.
Yes!
The girls and the guys, y'all are the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guys that really like murder show. Okay, so I don't like murder. It just interests
me. It's very interesting.
Because you wonder, what the hell?
Yeah, like...
How can this be possible?
Like, what would make you want to do this? Then sometimes when you find out what made them do it, it's like, why would that make you snap? Like, this person cut me off in traffic. What?
Mm-mm.
No, please don't shoot me if
I... There's something wrong with you.
If I ever cut you off in traffic, I probably wasn't even paying attention, and I'm sorry.
Probably not.
I'm apologizing ahead of time. This is why I don't drive very often. Almost killed Kelly the last time I drove us somewhere.
This is true. True story.
But we did not miss the exit.
Nope. Oh, no. We made it in the nick of time, like a frog's hair. Hair on a frog's ass?
The hair on a frog's ass.
Yeah, it was a hair on a frog's ass turn.
That kind was of thing. Real bad.
Yeah. And she was like, "What? What? We made it."
I'm pretty sure there was no cars in that lane.
I think my fingerprints are imprinted in her door handles.
The oh shit handle was grabbed. Everything was grabbed.
The oh shit bar was well used that day.
I remember when I was younger, I used to tutor this little boy and I'd bring him home after school. And it was like,
oh God,
2 blocks from school. And I saw him in the rearview mirror one time with his hands up, like he was riding a roller coaster.
No.
I know. I was like, oh my God.
Okay.
Bad driver, sorry.
Oh, Mima Ari Nelson was born in 1968 in Egypt.
Ooh, international.
An Egyptian queen.
They're so pretty.
They are. She immigrated to the United States in 1986 at the age of 18. In October 1991, when she was 23, she met her husband, William Bill Nelson. He was a 56-year-old pilot, and they were married a few days after meeting.
Wow.
Yes.
Talk about...
skills.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, girl.
Marry me. Yes. Okay, will do. On Thanksgiving Day, 1991, a month into the marriage, Omima Nelson claimed that Bill sexually assaulted her.
Oh.
So she repeatedly plunged pair of scissors into his chest and stomach, then reached for a clothing iron.
Oh, my God. Okay, so whenever you said they got married after a couple days, I was about to say, she said, if you like it, then you better put a ring on it. Then you go with this. So, okay. What if she was, like, forced to marry him? Like, he raped her before and was like, well, now you have to because of a religious belief or something. I don't know. I'm just pulling shit out my ass.
Yeah, that was out the ass.
That was really out the ass. I have no idea.
Okay.
I just...
Yeah. I think she fell for him and they fell in love. And then in a short amount of time, she may have had ulterior motives.
Yeah. Maybe he showed her his good side. And then afterwards, he showed her his bad side. So she showed him her vengeful side.
Right.
We got lots of sides in this marriage. Yes.
And this is the kind of relationship that you really want your kids to find, because you know within 2 days that they're batshit crazy.
Yes.
Or not. Instead of investing years and years to find out that that person is really not well.
Yeah.
Guess what? 2 days later, boom.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's less than a month.
Damn.
Yeah. Yes. So she reached for the clothing iron, and as Bill flailed, Omima pummeled him to death with the iron until the heavy object actually broke off in her hand.
So where do you think she was stabbing him with scissors that was in within reach of an iron?
I don't know, but I think she was like, I think she probably stabbed him with the scissors in his chest, and then it says his stomach,
and then he
probably, like, he probably fell down. And then she was like, now I got to get the iron. Now she's going to have blood on her white linen. That's just...
That's bad. I don't even know if we have an
iron. That's misfortune.
That is misfortune.
Yeah.
I remember I tried to iron something once, and I burnt it.
Well...
It wasn't supposed to be iron. If I would have read the tag, I would have known that. But who reads the tags?
I read the tags.
I don't.
You should know I read the tags.
I know. I should have known that. God. Who besides Kelly reads the tags?
I'm such a rule follower. I hate myself.
I love you, though.
Don't tear this tag off the mattress. What are you doing? Are you crazy? Don't tear that mattress tag off.
Do you know my dad told me I was going to go to jail when I was little if I did that?
It's prohibited by law. It says it on the tag.
I believed him. I was waiting to be arrested.
I know. How do they know? They don't.
I thought Dad was going to report me.
They don't. We all know that I'm the tattletale.
Like, yep. Well, I'm not going to tell you that I pulled the tag off my mattress.
I'm calling the police.
God damn it. I shouldn't have said anything.
Nope. I just despise myself. Okay. So, Omima unleashed her fury, she claimed, over the sexual terror and other abuses to which Bill had subjected her.
So she snapped.
She snapped. She snapped.
She snapped.
She snapped. She's your snap pop.
I'm just snapping all over the place.
The acts that reportedly included him pimping out his glamorous bride to old creeps in exchange for rent, cash, and in one case, a car.
Oh my gosh.
Now, this is over a month time span.
I'm sorry. I would have been like, peace. I'm out. Like, Sorry, Bill.
Yeah, why would you stay?
No way.
I don't know. There's got to be more to the story,
maybe,
right?
Maybe, what? Did her parents move with her to America? If it was like holding her hostage or something?
Maybe. He could have been. I don't know. But he was an airline pilot. Like, he had a normal...
Oh, yeah. So he'd be going a lot.
He had a normal life, you know, and just probably thought that he found an Egyptian queen and...
He won the lottery.
I wonder if she got any money. Okay, I don't know. So when Bill died, Omima butchered his body on the kitchen floor.
Oh, gosh.
She then boiled his hands in oil to remove fingerprints.
Who thinks of this?
Stuck his head in the freezer so she could later break out his teeth in symbolic revenge.
Oh, gosh.
Omima also made a point of castrating her husband as well.
Oh, my God. I feel my wine coming back up.
As Omima stuffed some of the body parts into trash bags and fed others down her garbage disposal, neighbors recall hearing the disposal running for hours.
How close were these
neighbors? About 2 hours. Well, you know, you can hear some stuff like through the walls or upstairs or downstairs or whatever. They heard the disposal running for 2 hours.
Oh, I can't really hear well, so I don't hear much. And when I'm
if
not
if you lived in an apartment complex, okay, you probably would. Yeah,
yeah, so I live
they probably
in the middle
lived
of
in
nowhere.
Some kind of a condo or whatever. I don't know. At some point, it must have occurred to her that she hadn't eaten anything yet. And on Thanksgiving Day of all days.
Oh, God, she needed a feast.
What a shame.
She could have had some wieners.
She may have.
Oh.
Yeah. According to court documents, Omima told a psychiatrist she prepared Bill's ribs with barbecue sauce.
Oh, my God.
Put them in the oven and then upon sinking her teeth into her dead husband's glazed flesh, declared, "It was so sweet."
Oh, my God. So she cooked his ribs like baby back ribs.
Yeah. Baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back.
I want my baby back, baby back. Oh, my God. Yeah. This is so fucked up. Like, and yeah. She said, what was wrong with her?
I don't know.
I hope nobody ever cooks my ribs or puts my head in a freezer. I don't like to be cold.
So over the next few days, Omima enlisted a pair of ex-boyfriends to help her get rid of Bill's leftover remains. This kind of tells me if you can get a man over there to help you get rid of a body, you could have gotten a man over there to protect you from being pimped out to old geezers.
Yeah.
I think that story's a crock of shit.
And you said ex-boyfriend, multiple.
Oh, mama.
So.
Oh, mama.
When old Bill's getting on the airplane flying away, why didn't you call one of your ex-boyfriends, to come and get you?
Right, exactly.
No, just come after I murdered him, now come help me.
Yeah. On December the 1st, police got a tip about body parts being seen inside a parked car that belonged to Bill Nelson. The parts of Clark, of course, also belonged to Bill Nelson.
Oh, my God. So what? So I walked by and saw a leg in the back seat. Like, she didn't think to even cover it up. Nobody will think anything of it. Here's a leg. There's a thigh bone. Go ahead and put his wiener in the front seat.
It's a stick shift.
Oh, my God. That's really good.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Bill. We're sorry. We don't mean to laugh. I just mean she's a real bad criminal. Like, you suck.
Yeah.
I don't know how you got caught.
Pretty callous. Officers dropped by Omima's house to inform her of the discovery and, once there, found still more newspaper-wrapped pieces of Bill in the refrigerator.
Oh, God.
They promptly arrested Omima for first-degree murder.
Oh.
Omima immediately claimed self-defense. She said that in addition to trading out her body, Bill was a BDSM enthusiast who routinely bound her against her will and raped her. She further claimed that Bill had raped her on Thanksgiving morning and that she feared he would kill her.
It takes a long time to cut some ribs up and cook them. So he must have done it real early in the morning for her to eat those sweet ribs that afternoon.
Oh, God. Orange County Deputy District Attorney Randy Pulaski countered that Omima was a scam artist who preyed on men. Mm-hmm. Specifically using bondage sex games to rob them. At the time of the slaying, in fact, she faced three felony charges regarding a 1990 incident in which she allegedly tied up an ex, slapped him around, and demanded money at gunpoint.
You think this is one of the ones that came and helped her?
It might be.
Like, look, little bitch, you get over here. Mm-hmm. I'm coming for you next.
I'm going to slap you if you don't. Remarkably, the Omima Nelson saga grew increasingly more sordid once it got to trial. First, Omima's interview with the psychiatrist came to light, in which she detailed putting on a red dress, red shoes, and a red hat before prepping and cooking Bill's rib meat. Oh, now, why do we have to call it rib meat? That grossed me out.
So she got dressed up like I'm picturing the Kennedy wife. You know how she's like real prim and proper.
Yeah.
Like that's what popped into my head, that she's dressed all prim
in
and proper.
Heels with pearls.
Yes, full makeup, hair fix, nice little hat.
Doing my 1950s housewife thing. Yeah.
And let me cook these ribs. Mm-hmm. Oh my, if I was that psychiatrist, I would be like, get me the fuck out of here. Mm-mm. Like, get me out of this room. I am petrified. She's gonna cook me next.
Yeah.
She wants some toe jam or something. I don't know.
Toe jam? I wonder if we can make jam out of toast.
I don't know. I always wondered why they called that toe jam.
I have jammed my toe.
God, I have two, and that really hurts.
Oh, you know what toe jam is?
It's that crud.
It's the cheddar in between your toes.
Yeah, whenever you don't wash your feet.
It's like jam. Toe jelly. It's not really gooky. Can't call it jelly. Toe cheese.
Yeah.
More like cheese.
Toe cheese.
Yeah.
It does kind of look like some of that cheese. I don't have toe cheese or toe jam.
We're talking about the boys.
Yeah. Yeah, we're talking about boys.
Stinky boys have it. Definitely. Not pretty girls.
This is definitely not me when I was younger.
Not little girls. We don't have toe cheese.
I never ran around with shoes on when I was little.
I didn't either, so
yes,
the cheese didn't have an opportunity to stay. No, it was more dirt. So, Omaima told the psychiatrist, I did his ribs just like in a restaurant. It was so sweet. It's so delicious. I like mine tender.
Ugh. Do you think she lit some candles and stuff on the table and had like a glass of red wine with it? I bet she did. I bet she was like getting all fancy with this shit.
She wasn't getting dressed up for nothing.
No.
No. Ugh. Mm-mm-mm. The psychiatrist asserted that Omaima was in a psychotic state when she offed and ate Bill, and added that in 20 years of his practice, he had never experienced a conversation with a subject so bizarre and so psychotic.
After she left, she probably curled up in the fetal position and rocked back and forth.
Corner. Yes. Cancel my next session.
I can't do this anymore. Please don't bring her back.
No. In turn, defense attorneys painted a horrifying, heartbreaking portrait of Omaima's ordeal growing up in Egypt. As a child, she had been subjected to female genital mutilation, which is clitoral circumcision, if you don't know.
I did not know that. And yeah. I love when male podcasters or on TV say the clitoris doesn't exist.
What?
You've never heard that?
No.
Oh my God.
I need to go slap him though.
Yeah, because I'm sitting there and I'm like, well, maybe you just can't find it. This isn't Where's Waldo, bitch. It's there. Promise you.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah. Yeah, it's there. And to have it cut off would be
God, that would be real painful.
So she was a victim of a female genital mutilation, which we've learned.
Yeah, we unfortunately saw it on Wikipedia, and that's terrible.
Yeah, with you can images. Go look that up. I'm not going to explain it.
Mm-mm.
It makes me hurt.
Hard pass.
And she also subjected herself to loathsome sexual humiliations in order to survive. May have been true. Who knows?
Yeah.
The defense also portrayed Bill Nelson as a sick sadist who tortured his wife sexually, physically, and psychologically.
I wonder what she had to do in Egypt, like, as sexual humiliation. Like, was it just genital mutilation? Or, like, did they make her sleep with, like, I don't know, back in the day when they had that king that wanted to sleep with all the virgins before they were married or something. Like, no telling. I know she probably didn't go into detail with what it was, but it's just scary to think that places
she was probably used and abused as a female, as a young female.
That's real sad.
So she said that whenever she adopted a kitten, Bill allegedly pulled the animal from her lap while they were in a moving car and tossed it out of a window.
Oh, hell no.
I'm like, you only knew this guy for 1 month.
Yeah, and you married him after this shit?
And you had a whole lifetime of experiences with this dude. Like, in 1 month?
Yeah.
Adding
I would have been out.
Yeah, I know.
You hurt my kitten. Hey, stop at this red light later, bitch.
You hurt both my kitties.
Mm-hmm. Don't you come finding me.
Adding to the sensationalism, the courtroom walls were lined with photos of Bill's deep-fried hands, frozen head, and skinned torso.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
There goes my lunch. Thanks. I know.
Upping the tawdry atmosphere even further, the number one movie dominating pop culture at the time was The Cannibal Shocker, Silence of the Lambs.
Do you think she watched it as she prepared her dinner?
I think she did.
Like, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you. When we have Silence of the Lambs 2, I'll tell you how to do this correctly.
I think Silence of the Lambs was probably based on Catherine Knight. And
oh, gosh.
Omaima Nelson was based on Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, well, according to Dwight Schrute from The Office,
okay,
after he takes the face off of the CPR dummy, it's very realistic. I'll have to post my video of that one day from when I was in a CPR class.
Oh, please, God, do.
Unfortunately, I wasn't able to cut the face off of the mannequin, but I did pretend like I did.
God, so bad.
It was bad. Even the teacher left the classroom.
Oh, my God.
But your daughter videotaped it for me, so.
And you all passed.
Yes.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. So the jury had much to consider. Then, when deliberations commenced on January the 4th, 1993, 6 days later, they came back and declared Omaima Nelson guilty of second-degree murder. Jury foreman Famous Hooks said after.
That's a pretty great name.
Famous Hooks. I wonder if his real name is Famous. I don't know.
I don't know.
I
hope he's a fisherman.
I'm going to call him Fame.
Fame. Coming by your fish from Famous Hooker.
Hooker.
Oh, wait. Hooks.
Famous Hooks.
Famous Hooks.
Yeah. Most famous fish in town.
My gold.
Anyway, Famous Hooks said, it was a really tough, tough decision. We couldn't come back with a first-degree murder verdict because we couldn't find the evidence. It wasn't there. It took us 6 days. We worked really hard.
Oh, gosh.
You did your best, Fame. Superior Court Judge Robert Fitzgerald sentenced Omima to 27 years to life in prison. Since going away, Omima has vehemently denied eating Bill.
I thought you said he was sweet.
Delicious. She barbecued those ribs just like a restaurant.
Oh, God. Did they have proof that she ate? Well, I mean, you said he had deep fried hands
on
the wall.
What are they going to do?
Oh, man.
How are they going to cut her open and
I don't know. Well,
find some rib meat?
Check her poop.
Check her poop for rib meat?
But it probably would have passed already.
Oh, my God. When she came up for parole in 2011, Omima insisted she was not a monster.
What is your definition of monster, Omima?
That's what the question needs to be. Anybody that goes up in front of a parole board and says, I am not a monster, give me your definition of a monster.
I will never eat anyone again.
A monster is someone who burns people. I cook them.
He was already dead when I cooked him, so technically he was not burnt. Mm-hmm. A monster is someone who kills somebody without using scissors. I use scissors. Clearly, right. I'm not a monster.
I'm not a monster. A monster is someone who doesn't eat what they kill.
Oh, God. Like a hunter. If you're just hunting for game, I didn't waste anything.
I'm not a waster.
It was that ex-boyfriend that had the leg in the back seat and the moron didn't cover it up. What the fuck?
And I kept the teeth for a trophy.
Yeah, made a necklace out of them. Here we go.
Not a monster.
Couldn't afford pearls, so I made a teeth necklace.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. So she pointed out that she never hurt the man she married while incarcerated, even though in the trailer where the couple had conjugal visits, there were knives in the kitchen.
That makes me feel real safe.
Pardon me?
Do you think while they were having conjugal visits, there was like an officer outside?
I don't know, but they get a whole trailer.
Yeah.
And there's a kitchen and there's knives.
I've actually
seen this. Why would you have knives with inmates,
on
prisoners?
Something on like Discovery, it was like a little house, and they could go and have a conjugal visit. I'm like, you murdered someone. You're in prison. You can't have sex anymore.
No.
You can't get what you want. You can't. This is, now you have a place to live. You get free food. You get free housing. You don't have to work. And you can have sex on a trailer with knives. Mm-hmm. Like,
not saying prison is posh by any means.
Please tell me what the downside of her situation is after she murdered her husband of a month and then cooked him and ate him.
God.
That's crazy.
Well, the parole board remained unimpressed. She will be able to seek parole again in the year 2026. That's 2 years from now. However, it is expected that she will serve the remainder of her term.
Man, I hope so. I mean, I'm not a man, so she shouldn't want to eat me, but I'm going to be staying far away from her.
Far, far away.
Far away.
There will be no conjugal visits with me and old mama.
No, I'm frightened that I definitely am not going to her house for Thanksgiving. Not going to happen.
You won't be the guest.
No, you won't be the guest. You'll be the main event.
You'll be the main course.
Yep. And then if you do invite her to your Thanksgiving, tell her not to bring anything.
No, we're good.
We're good. No dessert, no meats, no red wine, nothing. Mm-mm.
Just bring your party self. That's it.
That's it, girl. Wear your red outfit.
This is why I don't allow people to bring food to my house. They're like, what can we bring? I'm like, nothing.
I always tell people not to bring anything because Chris cooks for an army.
I'm just kidding.
Every time he cooks, and I'm like, please, we're already going to have enough leftovers. Don't bring anything else.
I know. It's just more stuff I got to put in my fridge.
My little brownie cooks for so many people. He a good cook, though.
He is a good cook. I have to say, I'm liking little brownies cooking.
Heck yeah.
Might be rib meat.
If I come up missing, well, don't eat the ribs.
He is a butcher, guys.
He is a butcher. Or wait, what is that?
He's an abattoir.
Yes, that. Oh, I didn't tell him he's an abattoir yet.
All right, so that is it. And sorry to bring you two cannibals, you know, not back to back, but
real close together.
Really, really close together. But yeah, it was interesting.
Yeah, I've never heard of either one of these people that
Catherine that was covered.
Yeah, her and Omaima. I should never forget Omaima's name because that is very unique.
It is. I love
that.
That
is our most unique name that we've had so far.
Omaima.
It is.
Omaima.
I know it's Egyptian, but like I just picture like Hawaiian or something.
I know. She was a pretty lady too. But
she had bad taste in food choices. Or men. I don't know.
Should have been a vegan.
Mm-hmm. After these two, I kind of want to be a vegan.
Not me.
We appreciate you listening to our podcast. If you liked it, please give us a good rating. You can listen on your favorite podcast platform with new releases every Friday. Just search for Bitch, I'm Not Well. Send us suggestions for an episode at b.tchimnotwell@gmail.com. Because Gmail won't let us use bitch. Or visit our website at www.bitchimnotwell.com for more podcasts and our fabulous merchandise.
We'll see you next week on another podcast about another crazy bitch who is truly unwell.